Hello everyone and welcome to our radio monthly show called Social Fact Radio. I'm here standing with Simon. Hello Simon.
Hello.
Kenza.
Good evening.
Mathieu.
Hello.
And Lisa.
Hi guys.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about dating sites. I hope this subject will interest you. And we're going to begin softly with Mathieu, who's going to talk about some figures. I let you.
Hello, speak. Everyone. It's Mathieu on Social Fact Radio. Thanks to our survey, we noted that dating sites are used by a lot of people. On 200 answers, 165% are regular users of meeting applications. More than 5 times per week. A real addiction for some people. I quote, Tinder is like Facebook, but better. According to our survey, the young people are the main users of dating sites. 80% of users. Against the dating site, mobile applications are privileged by young people. Train applications are Tinder, Lovoo, and Adopt-A-Mec. Nearly 62% of those contacts are the users in order to meet simply another people. However, a large proportion aspire to find one shot, one night stand, or the big love. Results of users of dating sites confirm those investigations. 42% make a friend and 22% find one shot. Unfortunately, contrary to popular thinking, it's difficult to find the big love on those applications. Numerous people, rather 65%, privileged the physical appearance to the personality. According to one of our speakers, I quote, the picture is the main opening of the dating site world. According to him, pay attention to your profile picture. In fact, it allows you to meet more easily your conversations. To conclude, if you are new members of those dating sites, do not expect to find the big love. Prefer to search friendship and flirting on such criteria. Pay attention to your profile. Expose your qualities and your real fan file or your chance to find what you expect. It was Mathieu on Social Fact Radio.
Okay, thank you, Mathieu. That was very interesting. Okay, now we are going to let Simon and Kenza talk about interviews they have led down the streets. So it's your turn, Simon and Kenza.
Yes, indeed. We asked and recorded different people about what they know about dating sites and if they have already experienced it. Here's what they told us anonymously. So what can you tell us about dating sites?
I think that dating sites have pros and cons. First, let's begin with the advantages. The sites are incredibly good for desperate people who have never found their other half. Excuse me. Not only those people, but also people who want to make new friends when they move to another country like me, and where they don't know anybody. When it comes to cons, those sites are a waste of time because people spend so much time on their phones and computers and they forget the world. They tend to stay in their house and forget about anything that could be more important, like hanging out or working hard in order to succeed.
All right, but did you ever have an adventure or something through those dating sites?
I have made so much friends, you know. But once I found this boy who switched me well. This boy I fell for and everything was just wonderful and amazing. Since then, I have never been on a dating site anymore, not even to make friends.
All right. What about you, Kenza? Have you met some guys to talk to us about dating sites?
Yes, actually. I can say that almost all the men are relatively similar to Christopher. Let's hear what he thinks.
Yes, at least we are honest. I have to admit that I have never really been looking for true love when I was on Tinder.
Like many others, I found it quite fun to swipe and chat girls. However, it lasted a pretty long time before I even talked to a girl. But once I gathered up my courage and we had a long chat with a girl called Lisa. But we never met in real life. I only met a girl like a month later, and it was pretty quick. We had a drink in a bar in Midtown, and then she brought me at a place, and you know how it ends.
Then I asked him if he tried to see her again. The response was shocking. Listen to what he said.
Of course not. It was pretty clear between us. It was all about sex. No text to know if I came back home safe or from me to invite her to dinner. She called me once to invite me for a coffee at a place, but I was unfortunately not available. It was more like something like an unrequested sex relationship.
Okay, thank you, Christopher.
Okay, that's fine. Did Christopher tell you if that girl from the bar was good for the night or?
Yes, actually, I asked him. Listen.
Actually, Lisa was pretty good. I didn't even know her before, but she quite impressed me. She was pretty confident, and she even taught me some stuff.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. talking about that, we can listen to this song from Marvin Gaye called Sexual Healing. Okay, oh, I really love this song. This is insane. Marvin Gaye is a fucking great singer. Okay, let's go on with Lisa, who is gonna talk about different dating sites, and especially Adopt un mec, which is a French website about. I let you talk, Lisa.
Okay, so. First, maybe you didn't expect that, but 1/3 of single people are members of a dating website. There are nowadays approximately 2,000 dating websites registered in France, and they are for every taste. I'll just list you some original ones I found. So first, Glidden. Glidden is a site for engaged people only, and it can surprise you, but there is already 1 million members.
Gay gauche rencontre is for gay people, but also for people who share the same political vision. While Amour Maghreb or Inshallah.com are for Muslim people, while Imazal is the same for Jewish and Theotokos for Catholics. There are also sites for farmer only, like Rencontre Agriculteur, for vegan like Amour Bio. There is Allo Cougar for Cougar Woman and Sugar Daddy Rencontre for gold diggers who search a rich man. And also sites only for same social class people like Happy Few Concept, which is for students from prestigious school. Or Attractive World, which propose high class meeting. So dating websites are a real business nowadays. For example, Meetix makes 186 million of turnover with an inscription of 29 euro per month. But then when you want to add one of these sites, how does it actually work? I took an example, Adoptomic. It's a special website because it's clearly a woman website. You can see it on the design. Girls make their shopping and guys are presented like man objects that you can add to your basket if you like them. Girls have clearly the power and they decide if they accept or refuse to contact someone. Girls can give as many charm as they want, whereas boy can only give 5 charm in a day, otherwise they have to pay. So first you describe your profile, if you're a smoker or not, if you're single or not. You can also give an idea of your style by quoting dandy chic, tomboy, etc. Then you put a picture of yourself and you can start looking at the other's profile. So then what you're gonna find? I made a selection of some profile you will probably find on the site. So there is the stalker one. There are guys who only search one shots. There are fake ones, so you get to be careful. There is the cheater one who got several relations on parallel. And then there is the one who is made for you. Because keep hoping, because there is one couple in 5 born on the net. Thank you. That was Lisa.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. That was really cool. I have a question for you. Have you ever been on Adoptomic? It seems to be very... I don't know, you seem to know very well the website.
Yes, I was one time with friends because of because I found the idea of the website interesting because it's women which decide. And so I wanted to see. But at the end, it's a site like the others, I think, because...
you have tested every every single website.
No, but they said it's girls who decide. You can put your boys on your basket. But at the end, it's just... the same. You see a picture of them, you don't have lots of information, and then you start a conversation, but just by looking at his picture, I don't know. It doesn't change a lot of things.
Okay. Now we're going to conclude because we have to go. I would say that if you don't want to waste your life alone in a sawmill producing timber, you should think about singing on timber. We're going to listen to a song called Sexy and I Know It from Herr Vogel, and it's time for us to shut down.
Girls be looking like a waste spy. I pimp to the beat, walking on the street. You're a freak guy. This is how I roll. Animal prints get out of control. It's a red boot with a big afro. And just like Bruce Lee, I got the glow. Oh, oh, girl, look at that. Oh, oh, girl, look at that. Oh, oh, girl, look at that. Sexy and I know it.
So here.